I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. I am sure that you are aware that we are in our month of praise for greater glory. So if we had sung throughout tonight, it is part of why this month exists. And nobody worships God and goes back the same. And we will never return the same. I want to speak tonight on the subject, ingredients of wholesome praise. Wholesome praise. Praise that is whole, that is complete, that is total. What makes it up? Our objective is to understand the various ingredients that make praise complete. The ingredients, the things that makes our praise complete. Ingredients that make praise complete. Psalm 100 from verse 1. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Somebody say a loud amen. What is it that makes praise complete? When the word praise is mentioned, what comes to mind most times is singing, the movement of the body. And these are parts of praise. But there is more to praise. If praise was a curse, what course content will qualify a person as a certified or chartered praise worshiper? I studied medicine, and I can't be called a medical doctor until I have passed basic medical sciences of basic biology, basic physics, basic chemistry, and all that, and then went in for anatomy and biochemistry and physiology and community medicine. Gone in for pathology and chemical pathology and morbid anatomy and microbiology. And gone in for pharmacology, pediatrics, obstetrics and gynecology, internal medicine, surgery, ear, nose and throat surgery, ophthalmology. And I've done all that, and then by the time I'm in sixth year and I've trashed all those courses, then I'm qualified as a base level doctor on the way to specialization. Nobody can call himself that except he has gone through that. Nobody can call themselves a lawyer and he doesn't know jurisprudence and company law and contract law and evidence and thought and doesn't know all of that. He can't call themselves a lawyer. In the same manner, it is not possible for somebody to say, I am a praise worshiper. I know what praise is, until certain things are in place. Tonight I'm going to look at 9 of them very quickly. And by the time I have looked at the 9 things, there are many more, but 9 things that are basic that makes a person a praiser, then we can understand praise more. Number 1 is the heart of passion and reverence for God. The heart of passion and reverence for God. Psalm 22 and in verse 26. Psalm 22 and in verse 26, it said, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. It is those who seek God, who are passionate for God, that truly praise him. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Psalm 86 verse 12. Please, I would like you to be fast because I have so many scriptures to read. He said, I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forever. So praise is a heart thing, not a mouth thing. Not just a mouth thing, it's a heart thing. I will praise God with all my heart. All my heart. Psalm 111 verse 1. It connects the heart again with praise. It said, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 111 verse 1. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. With my whole heart. With my whole heart. With my whole heart. Psalm 138 verse 1 corroborates that further. With my whole heart, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee with my whole heart. Don't forget, praise is more a heart thing than a mouth thing. Those who don't love God just do physical exercise during praise worship. Those who are not passionate about God are only doing physical exercise during praise worship. The cause number one that you must pass is the heart of passion and reverence for God. Number two is the heart of gratitude unto God. A heart that is thankful. Gratitude is a cause content of praise. The heart of gratitude unto God. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Then you can enter his courts with praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. It is after that you can enter his courts with praise. Those who don't possess praise cannot... Who don't possess thanks can never release praise. The praise of an ungrateful person is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Enter into his court gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalm 69 verse 30. Psalm 69 verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Psalm 95 and in verse 2. We are still seeing the connection between thanksgiving and praise. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and then make a joyful noise unto him with the psalms. And Psalm 147 and in verse 7. Psalm 147 verse 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Somebody say amen. When somebody stop, finish quarreling with God at home, what kind of God are you? You have not done anything for me this year and the year is about to end. What kind of God are you? And then he steps into the church and they are dancing. Ona, ona, ona. Ona, ona, ona. You are the owner of my life. And he's shaking. God said, look at wastage of life. Wastage of life. Wastage of time. Plus one minus one is zero. That is what they do in nightclub, disco party. They didn't go with any gratitude. They only went to dance. That, and it produced no result. Body pain is what they come back home with. Hangover if they add alcohol to it. Hallelujah. The heart of gratitude. God has not done anything for you this year and you are seated here alive. No, it did too much. It did too much. Lift your right hand and say, Father, thank you for the gift of life.
if.
You can thank God for where you are on your way to where you are going. The heart of gratitude is number two. Number three is the heart of gladness and joyfulness. Gladness and joyfulness. 2 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 30. 2 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 30. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness. With gladness. They sang praises with gladness. Psalm 63 verse 5. They sang praises with gladness. We must sing praises with gladness. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Not mournful, not sorrowful. I will praise you with joyful lips. Psalm 94 verse 4. Psalm 94 and in verse 4. How long? All right, see verse 5. All right, looks like I. All right, sorry, 98 verse 4. 98 verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Rejoice and sing praise. If you want to sing praise, you must sing praise with rejoicing. Rejoice. And sing praise. Jeremiah chapter 31 and in verse 7. Rejoice and sing praise. Rejoice and sing praise. Rejoice and sing praise. For thus saith the Lord. Sing with gladness. Sing with gladness for Jacob. And Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 11. Sing with gladness. Sing with gladness. Sing with gladness. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom. And the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, that is with the voice of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As we offer up to you the sacrifice, sees of tick, 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 tick. The sacrifice.
We bring the sacrifice. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord.
As we offer
up to thee the sacrifice.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. I have more things to say. I have more things to say, so I'll have to stop that session now. Somebody say, but when you say we should have a heart of joyfulness and gladness, do I have control? Supposing I am not happy because of things. Now listen. Joy is a choice. It's not a gift. It's not an event. It's a choice. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord. Always, always, always. And again, I say rejoice. It's a choice. Now, there are people who have made a choice, for example, never to be happy. Even if you give them $1 million, there are those who are like that. Am I communicating? It's the same way with joy. It's a choice. And that choice comes from a plethora of things. From your gratitude, your thankfulness, from your decision to enjoy life and not endure it. I have just one life to live and I must enjoy it and not endure it.
by your thoughtfulness, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. And for as long as I have life, I have hope. For to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. And as long as God is on the throne, he said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I know I have an expected end, and I am going there. Somebody shout, I have a future, and I must get there. He said, by choice. Say, I am happy by choice. I rejoice by choice.
Take yourself. That joy is what makes us dance all the time. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You can't function like that in bitterness or in depression. That is number three, the heart of gladness and joyfulness. Number four, is now songs of appreciation and adoration. You see where song is coming. Song is coming number four. That is, your heart must have passion for God first. You must be grateful first. You must have joy first. Then the song can flow. When a person is singing without gratefulness, that is not praise. Psalm 28 verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. Okay? So song is a component of praise. With my song will I praise him. Psalm 40 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Very interesting psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the name of the Lord. In this Christmas season, somebody shall sing a new song. Somebody will sing a new song. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. Shake someone's hand around you and tell them, you shall sing a new song. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 69 verse 30. I already read that. He said, I'll praise the name of God with a song. I will praise him with a song. Psalm 108 verse 1. I will praise him with a song. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. 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 So singing is part of praising. Psalm 149 verse 1 talks about, I think he's talking about, it's a new song again. He says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song. And this church is blessed. New songs all the time. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. And then Isaiah chapter 42 verse 10 talked about the song again. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. And so when your heart is in place with reverence, and your heart is in place with gratitude, and your heart is in place with gladness and joy, then your song can flow. Am I communicating? That was number five. Number six is, that's number four. All right. You are confirming your followership of the message. Number five is testimonies of the acts of God. It's a major component of our praise. Testimonies of the acts of God. Psalm 106 verse 1-2. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? The mighty acts of the Lord are a showing forth of his praise. When you are able to utter the mighty acts of the Lord in your life, in your family, your praise is in place. Psalm 145 verse 4. 1:4-5. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. They shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. What God has done in your life that you are declaring to the hearing of your neighbors, to the hearing of the congregation of God, to the hearing of the church is a department of your praise. Psalm 150 verse 2. 150 verse 2. He said, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. And Psalm 105 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 105 verse 1 to 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Let the people know what he has done. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Many people have passed the other courses, but they never passed the testimony course. Because what will I say? How can I say I'm HIV positive? Like the lady testified. Or I was HIV positive. They never passed the testimony test. If you were not shy to ask God to heal you of HIV, why will you be shy to tell the people of God that you have been healed of HIV? It is not compulsory to say it yourself. If you can't, you can ask the person taking the testimony to say it on your behalf. If there are details that are too sensitive, you can let him know as well. Okay, such and such details, there may be no need, but this, generally this is what I want to let people know that God has done. But most importantly, if you are able to say it yourself and say it to the glory of God, not to the boasting of yourself, not bragging on a church or a pastor, but on Jehovah God, to the glory of God and the shame of the witches and wizards and lizards and bitches. To the glory of God. That is all that is it is. Am I communicating at all? So we have the testimonies. The testimonies of the acts of God is a department of your praise. And please, when you stand here to testify, go straight to the point. That was number 5. Number 6, the dance of joy. The dance of joy. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 14 to 15. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a leaning effort. You know, the Bible called David the man after God's heart. I believe that of all the people in the Bible, he's the one that has that peculiar title. I have found a man after my heart. David was the one who behaved like a baby before God. When Saul's daughter was mocking him, see how you are useless in yourself, dancing like this in front of everybody. He said, it is before God who saw your father and rejected him and chose me. He said, it's in front of that God I am dancing. Did you see that? Let's read it. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. Verse 18. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. All right. Verse 20 now. Next verse.
And David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants. All these house girls and slaves, you are dancing, you even remove your coat. As one, I haven't finished reading verse 20. As one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovering themselves. You know what they call vain fellow in Bible? Is area boy. Like one of those Agbero boys, area boys on the street. Are you an area boy? Look at David's answer. It was 1-1. And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me before your father. And before all his house to appoint me ruler over his people of the people of the Lord, over Israel. He saw your father, rejected your father, replaced your father with me. He said, therefore, will I play? I will play. I will play before the Lord. 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 And I will be more vile than this. And I will be base. I will even do worse. If that is what you are talking about. I will behave worse than this before God. And concerning the maid servants you have spoken of them, shall I be had in honor. Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child till the day of her death. That insult, that for rebuking the man for dancing before God, she died barren. Hallelujah. God loved David until he called his son, the son of David. Thou son of David, that is the title of Jesus Christ. The root of David, the root of David, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. That is David, you overplease me. You threw away your dignity. You please me too much. My only begotten son shall be named after your lineage. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As powerful as Moses was, it wasn't the son of Moses. Not the root of Moses. Not the root of Elijah. Not the root of Abraham. It was the root of David. The root of David, the root of Jesse. Why am I saying this? Because some people have some misconception. Now you look at Psalms 149 and in verse 1. 149 verse 1. It said, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Verse 2 and 3. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Who are the children of Zion? The Bible says, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Unto the assembly of an innumerable company of angels, that is Zion. Let the children of Zion, let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him. With the timbrel and the harp. Let Zion dance. Somebody say a loud amen. Psalm 150 verse 1 to 4. Psalm 150 verse 1 to 4. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him in the firmament of his. Your hands.
Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him. In the firmament of
sing it one more time.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
firmament of his power.
Please, when it comes to this, you don't need to copy anybody.
It's okay. Must I dance like this? No. Even if your own is moving to the side like this, that is your expression. It's perfect. Because I heard a woman who said that she was trying to, she saw the children dancing, and then she was trying to copy the children. The next thing she realized that she was picking herself from the ground. Praise the Lord. You don't need to copy anybody. Just be yourself. Am I communicating at all? And don't be intimidated by anybody's own. The dance of joy, number 7, is the sacrifice of appreciation. Sacrifice, giving, is part of praise. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 26. When the Levites saw, it came to pass when God helped the Levites that they offered, that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. Your giving, your sacrifice, is part of your praise. Psalm 54 verse 6. Psalm 54 verse 6. I will freely sacrifice unto you, and I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. I will freely sacrifice. Colon. And he's explaining the sacrifice. This sacrifice I'm talking about is part of my praise. Let me explain what I mean by this sacrifice. I will praise your name. Jeremiah 33:11 told us already of the sacrifice of praise. Bringing the sacrifice of praise. Praise has sacrifice. It has sacrifice. It is coming from appreciation. Coming from thanksgiving. This coming Sunday, we are having the end of year thanksgiving service. The thanksgiving, appreciation, and sacrifice and things we are bringing, they are part of our appreciation, our praise of God. That's number 7. Number 8 is the act of service. The act of service. It is part of your praise to serve God in whatever capacity you can. In whatever capacity, in soul winning, in-house service for God is part of your praise. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 2, where we read, Psalm 100 verse 1 to 2, it said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Then he said, serve the Lord with gladness. And come before his presence with singing. So your service and your praise are together. Your service and your praise are together. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10. Scripture speaking. Jesus was telling the devil. He said, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God. And him only shalt thou serve. Real service flows out of worship. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shalt thou serve. That is, you have not worshipped well until you have served. You have not praised well until you have served. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shalt thou serve. Out of your worship will come your service. Not the other way around. It will come your service. So sitting in church for donkey years and doing nothing, no act of service is traceable to you. You have not cleaned a chair for anybody to sit. You have not involved yourself in anything that is of service to God and of service to the people of God. Anything that has made the work easy for God's kingdom on earth. I'm not talking of giving yet. Everybody is giving. But physical serving. Then you don't know service. I was on the in Shiloh last week. And I saw a man standing as an usher that I know very well. Dedicated man. Now, this man is in billions. Not theory. Physical. Raw.
And if they show him to you and they say this one has 50,000 or 100 or 20, you won't know. But that is his work. Wife, choir, himself, usher. That is how to live. Nobody is too big to be involved in the work. Part of your service, part of your act of worship and praise is your act of service. I have said it from the beginning of this church that the time will come where billionaires are choir members and counselors and ushers and sanctuary cleaners and industrialists. And when you look at them and they say, this is who this is, you will never believe it. But that is the way to go up. Am I communicating at all? I know of our people also here who are cleaning the church, who are in their cool millions and so on and tens of millions. I know of people like that. But your service is part of your praise. Doing something functional, something meaningful. And by the time you are able to do such, then you will be able to see tangible results. It is the act of service, number 8. And number 9 is the lifestyle of pleasure to God. The lifestyle of pleasure to God. These people have I formed for myself. Isaiah 43:21. They shall show forth my praise. Isaiah 43:21. They shall show forth my praise. It didn't say they shall talk forth. It's not the talking of the praise, but living a life that brings praise. They shall show forth my praise. People will see them and praise me. They shall show forth my praise. People will see their character and praise me. People will see the way they live and praise me. These people have I formed for myself. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth, again show, the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So by the time you begin to function as a child of light, they see your character and praise your maker. Where you walk, where you live in your family, it is part of your praise to live a life that brings praise to God. It is part of your praise to live a life that brings God pleasure and brings him praise. Beloved brothers and sisters, there are more that could be said. But maybe I will say that on those factors that will boost your praise. But this basic 9, this heart of passion and reverence for God, and the heart of gratitude, thankfulness unto God, and the heart of gladness and joy that is by choice, and the songs of appreciation that flow out of all this, and the testimonies of the acts, in case you are owing some testimonies. Somebody say, I'm not going to eat the glory of God. I'm not going to eat the testimony. I will release it. The testimonies of the acts of God and the dance of joy where necessary. And the sacrifice given in appreciation and the act of service and the lifestyle of pleasure to God. All these are part of your praise. Some time ago, somebody dear to me and to our family was sick, afflicted, almost at the point of death. And I told God, I said, I would like you to heal this person. And I said, I think, 2 or 3 things that were connected to what I will do. Number one, I am going to conduct a crusade in that person's village as an appreciation of God. That was service, praising God. Praising God in service. I was going to give an offering to appreciate him for that deliverance. And I believe there was a tough end. And all that were connected to my thanking God. Thanking God. In appreciation, I'm going for a crusade. That is service. In appreciation, I'm going to give you, I'm going to release a thanksgiving offering like this. Put these course contents together and you are on your journey of praise. And we shall be looking at the profit and the dividends. If you praise God well, what do you stand to see? We'll see that by Sunday at the end of the year Thanksgiving service. It's a new day for you. Anybody ready to praise even for 10 minutes today? Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. You know what you are going to do? Take your seat 1 minute. I know that you needed enough time to stand. Because maybe you are writing and you have to wrap up the writing. But I'm sure you are true now. So when it is time to stand, you stand energetically. Anybody ready to praise God? Stand with a shout of victory. Hallelujah! Did you receive anything tonight? Will it help you? Is it of benefit to you? Are you informed? Are you imparted? Are you taught? Were you taught? And were you touched? It's one thing to be taught. It's another thing to be touched. Were you taught? Were you touched? All right, you will see results in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and let's appreciate God for what we have received tonight. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him, magnify Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, glorify Him, honor Him, celebrate Him. We worship You, we honor You, we adore You. Blessed be Your name, honor to Your name, adoration to Your name, worship to Your name, glory to Your name, glory to Your name. We worship You, we honor You, we adore You, we magnify You, we magnify You, we praise You, we glorify You. Thank You, Master, in Jesus' precious name. There is at least one of those things we can employ very quickly before we do some minutes of celebration and then take the communion. And the dance of joy, we're going to do that. But one of them is that thanksgiving, that gratitude. Before we step into praise, I want you to lift your hands and just thank God for knowing God, for the gift of for the privilege to know God, the privilege of life, the privilege of health, the privilege of relationship. Any other thing you can thank God for. You will appreciate God for turning what the devil meant for evil to good. Go ahead.
Thank you.
in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for who you mean to us, what you mean to us. Thank you for the privilege of relationship, privilege of knowing you, privilege of loving you, privilege of life. For several years, how you turned what the devil meant for evil to good in our lives. Thank you because we're about to praise you tonight. And you will give us the testimony of David, who had the key that opens doors that no man can shut, and shuts doors that no man can open. Father, thank you because of an open door that is coming before everyone here tonight. Thank you for the Davidic mantle that is producing the Davidic order of results in our lives. Change somebody's life and somebody's story tonight. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. And everyone who came in here tonight with every spirit of depression, that devil is arrested right now. Everything that you came in here with as a concern, that you came in here with as a pressure, that you came in here with as a challenge, I declare it is arrested. And as we step into the dance of celebration, we will see the kind of results that David saw. So shall it be. Do you have up to 8 minutes to celebrate God? Can you shake 3 hands around you and tell them, I want to praise God. I want to praise God. I want to praise God. I want to give God the praise. I want to celebrate God. Go ahead and celebrate God.
Hallelujah. Eh. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Eh. Is the sound of victory. Hallelujah. Eh. Hallelujah. Oh. Let the sound of rejoicing feel. Everybody say hallelujah,
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 is the sound of victory,
is the sound of victory,
hallelujah.
listening to this, I hope nobody is sitting. This information will help you on the way coming for the service. The Lord asked me to tell you. He said, don't look at the physical. To determine the outcome of things in your life. He said, look at the spiritual, because the spiritual controls and is superior to the physical. The meaning of that is, from what I can see so far, there is no money. From what I can see so far, I think the year has already ended. He said, don't look at the physical to determine the outcome of things in your life. Look at the spiritual. He said the spiritual controls and is superior to the physical. Now listen to this. He said no evidence in the physical is superior to the evidence of the world. Nothing you can see in the physical is superior to the evidence of the word of God. No evidence in the physical is superior to the evidence of the spirit. That is, there is nothing you see, no matter how convincing it is physically, that is more important than what God said. That is more important than what the Spirit of God is saying. So I want you to rejoice, because whatever God has said to you from the realm of the Spirit, what the Word of God has said, is about to rearrange the physical. It's about to rearrange the physical. It's about to rearrange the physical. It's about to rearrange the physical. I don't know who has this word, but this is what he said, this particular one. He said, whom God rescues. No rescue. Whom he rescues, he secures. If he brought you out of Egypt, he secures. That is, you would have been dead before now, but he rescued you. You would have lost your mind before now, but he rescued you. Whom he, please write it on the screen. Rescues, secures. Whom he rescues, he secures. If he pulled you from the mouth of witches and wizards, nothing else can finish you.
Help that lady there. Whom he rescues, he secures.
I'm waiting for you. Now, after I saw it, I realized that rescue and secure, they have exactly the same number of letters. And exactly the same letters. So if you change the word, if you change the letters, it will give you the same spelling. Every letter in rescue is insecure. The same, equally. So it is not just a poetic saying, but a prophetic verdict that he rescues you, he secures you. This should make you dance, because there are some physical evidence around you that are trying to make you feel somehow.
None of them is superior to the word of God. And if he has ever rescued you, hear me, he has now secured you. You will, the devil that could not kill you 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 13 years ago, he has lost the battle. He has rescued you from the powers of hell. He will preserve your life. Let us dance for 5 more minutes, will you? Just 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. Dancing because the word of God will be confirmed in your life in this December. The plan of God will be confirmed in your life in this December. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. 1, 2, go. No. Before it goes, just greet 3 people around you. Say, he rescued you. He secures you. Who? He rescued you. Now he secures you. Say, whom God rescues, he secures. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Oh, God, see woman. Oh, God, see woman. Oh, God, see woman. Oh, yeah, the baby, my God, see woman.
You have 5 minutes to prove that you understand what I just said.
Everybody say that.
I'm not afraid.
I decree to thee, and this declaration is communicated into this communion. By the speakings of the blood of Jesus, I decree anything around you in the physical that is challenging the authority of God and the authority of the word, the authority of the Spirit of God, tonight is their end. Tonight is their end. The God who rescued you from Egypt has secured your destiny in the promised land. The God who rescued you from the life of sin and the life of your past, he has secured your destiny in the promised land. In the name of Jesus. Your hands high. I take authority over the spirit of miscarriage, both in the physical and in the spiritual. Everyone who is pregnant, about to lose that pregnancy, declare it is reversed. Everyone who is expecting a breakthrough and it looks like it's about to skip your hands, today that agenda of hell is arrested. There shall be no miscarriage of expectation. There shall be no abortion of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. The altar of premature death set for you or your family members or your loved ones in this December season of celebration. That altar is set on fire. In the name of Jesus. It was declared that this December shall be the best one of your life. It has been declared that 31st December is not permitted to arrive until your expectations come to pass. That declaration shall be fulfilled with accuracy. In the name of Jesus. The greatest testimony you ever experienced in your life, and especially this year, shall happen in this season. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high.
Blessed be your name. Very, very quick results. What you could not see in 11 months, under less than 14 days, it will enter your hands. For somebody here, under less than 7 days, it will enter your hand. For another person, under less than 3 days, it will enter your hand. For another person, under the next 24 hours, what you have expected since January will enter your hands. The only thing that can stop this declaration is the life of ungodliness or unrighteousness. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags quickly. If you need to make your way right with Jesus to be born again, to rededicate yourself to God, or to have an addiction broken off your life, you pick your bags, you pick your Bibles quickly, and rush to the frontier, and let me pray for you. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll give you the count of seven. And take that song faster with a fast beat. One. Two. Quickly come forward. The rest of us take your seat 1 minute. Everybody sing. Three. Four. Everybody sing. And seven. Keep coming. Every breath that I take. Every moment I'm away. I'm away. I'm away. Everybody see. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Live for you. Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Everybody sing. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you. Take our communion positions. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. No turning back. Grace to go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. I declare the release of grace upon you to live for God and to do his will. I call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.